Just a few halachot from Yure De'asiman Pechet. We know the halacha does say that it is forbidden to sit down at a table with an acquaintance when one is eating milk and the other one is having meat. Rachamim were concerned that if you're sitting at the same table, if again it's an acquaintance where you're not embarrassed to share from each other, so the concern is that the guy eating meat might take some of the milk product, and the guy eating the milk might take some of the meat, and of course obviously it's asur to eat midrabanan, milk and meat together. So the rabbis also forbade to sit down at the same table. So there was an interesting question that the Prima Gadim asks. He said, let's say somebody ate meat, he finished, but he's within his 6 hours. You know that after one eats meat, he's allowed to eat milk for 6 hours. Is he allowed to sit at a table and eat, for example, fruit with somebody on the other side that's eating milk? Do we say that since he's within 6 hours, I'll say he can't sit with him because maybe he'll come and eat something? So the Prima Gadim says, Ad kan lo gazru hazam. The rabbis didn't go that far. Because when they're both on the table, milk and meat, and he's eating the meat, then already we're going to make a gezerah. But if he's just within 6 hours, and he finished eating already, to him to eat something pav on the table, like perot, with the other guy on the other side eating harav, so he wants to be mati. That's where the Kut Yosef also comes out in Yoreh De'ah Chelek, I guess, Gimal, on Peshim Mem Aleph. But there's an interesting question that the Badei HaShulchan, in his Sefer on page Nun, he deals with a question like this. Let's say somebody ate meat and he's within 6 hours. Is he allowed to inhale or smell milk products? For example, somebody in his family brings home a pizza, so he wants to go in front of the pizza, wants to smell it. Is that permissible? So interestingly enough, the Badei HaShulchan wants to say it's asur. And he wants to bring a reason because it's a gezerah that he might come to eat it. Because once he starts smelling it, not that there's isur to smell the milk, the isur is that he might come to eat the pizza. So already on this, in the Yalkut, he argues on him, on page Shimnun here, and he wants to say, could be it's a little different. He says that really the item itself is mukar b'hana'ah, which means the pizza itself is not forbidden to smell on its own. And it's talking about where he ate already. So just like we were lenient above to say that a person who ate can sit at the same table for somebody that's eating milk, and when that goes in, that he might come and eat it. So therefore, in this case also, smelling it, we're not going to ozer that he might come to eat it. So therefore, the hanakha, he comes out that really it should be permissible. So therefore, we have two halakhot today. Number one, it is permissible to sit on a table after you ate basar within 6 hours of somebody eating halab. Secondly, it would be permissible as well to smell milk products, for example, a pizza, after you ate basar, even though it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to do such a thing. A person has to be careful as well, but there is a room to be mekel. However, milk and meat on the same table with two acquaintances is indeed asur.